Welcome, everybody, to the Pete Bean Pete podcast. And well, you probably guessed it. That's right. I am Pete. In this podcast, we'll be talking about what it's like to be a Pete and what it's like for me to deal with things like aggression, depression, anxiety, and what it takes for me to just basically survive a day. And it's not always easy, but I managed to do it. So sit back, relax, and listen to one human talking to a bunch of other humans about, well, what it's like to be human. So I'd like to welcome everybody to this episode of the Pete Bean Pete podcast. Now, the nice thing about me having this podcast is I have the ability and outlet to come on here and talk to people and to talk through my issues, talk through things I'm going through at the moment, talk through what it's like to have depression, what it's like to have panic, what it's like to deal with anxiety, what it's like to have body image issues. And, you know, by me doing that, I hope that you all that listen understand that if you've got issues, you're not alone. You know what I mean? None of us are alone in this world. Everybody has some sort of issue. And if you need help, please reach out and get help. So on this episode, I'm going to talk through what I'm going through at the moment, which is an elevated bout of depression. And how do I know that I have my depression at the moment? Well, one of the first keys for myself that I always know when things are getting bad for me is when I procrastinate on everything. Normally, I'm not that person. Usually, I'm the person that's early for everything. I have everything on time or early. And at the moment, I can't do anything. Even doing the most basic thing is the hardest thing for me. Now, I'll give you a perfect example. From where my microphone is right now, about 30 centimeters away from that, there's a speeding ticket I got. Now, I wanted to pay this speeding ticket at the beginning of the week, but the speeding ticket has sat here on my desk every day. And every morning when I woke up, I told myself, you know what? Today's the day you're going to pay that speeding ticket. And I just haven't. I find other things to start doing that are completely inconsequential, things that aren't important. And I can't even do the most important things I need to right now. Work for me right now is a struggle. We have a lot of stuff going on at work, And I'm just not able to do my stuff in a timely manner right now. Now, thankfully, with my job, it's not the end of the world. Yeah, I'm the boss, and you know, my issues can be easily not hidden, but I can make it so that everything's okay with work. But even sending basic emails right now, you know, I'm supposed to have sent a couple business emails this week that I probably of the four or five I was supposed to send, I think I've sent two. And I'm honestly happy I managed to send those two, because the way I feel right now, I'm surprised I even managed to get those two done. And it's hard, because that's not what I want. I don't want to be like this. I don't want to look there and see that speeding ticket is there again tomorrow morning and know that I had all day today to pay it and I didn't. You know, and sometimes at the moment, I kind of feel alone. And I know a lot of you probably think, you know, because of most of you that listen to this probably know me in one way or another. And I'm sure a lot of you can't believe that I ever feel like that, because when you see me, I'm outgoing, I'm gregarious, I might sometimes look like I want to punch someone in the face, but that's just me. But at the moment, I can sit in a room full of people and feel completely alone. And I can be sitting there having a conversation with someone and be completely detached from myself and basically give the most bland answers and be able to see myself from outside of myself and watching myself, and then getting aggravated with myself because of the fact that I don't want to be that way. I don't want to not be able to communicate with people that I'm sitting there talking to. And that's hard. Now, it's not to say that there aren't things that happen that make me happy and that are good and, you know, give me positive energy. I went to lunch with my daughter the other day, and that was awesome. You know, we had a nice hour and a half lunch, and then we went for a walk in the city and, you know, got some stuff and hung out together, and then I took her home. And when we were together, I didn't feel a single ounce of sadness, unhappiness. I had none of the symptoms of my depression for that hour and a half. And then as soon as I dropped her off, I felt completely alone. And as I was driving home, I cried. Because I knew what I was going through at the moment. And it took so much energy for me to be the happy, loving father that I was with her. And it's hard sometimes, you know? It's hard sometimes to even just exist. And just doing the basic things sometimes gets really hard. And I just want everyone to know that it's okay. You know, if you're going through something, it's okay. You're not alone. You know, I'm sitting here talking into a microphone crying. because I just feel overwhelmed. Everything for me at the moment is a struggle. Sleep is a struggle. Sleep for me right now is a huge struggle. I can't sleep. I lay down and then I just lay there. And I turn and I turn and I turn. And right now I'm lucky if I'm getting, you know, 3 hours of sleep. Sometimes 4 hours of sleep. The problem is that during the week when I'm working, I can't pop sleeping pills because I'm afraid of not waking up when the alarm clock goes off. But I can promise you that, so today is Thursday, so I can promise you tomorrow night when it's Friday and I don't have anything to do on Saturday, I'm popping sleeping pills tomorrow night, and I plan on sleeping as long as I can. But even with those sleeping pills, I will probably be only be able to sleep, you know, maybe if I'm lucky, 7 hours. 8 hours would be awesome, but I doubt that'll happen. It'll probably be more like 6 to 7 hours. And, you know, another basic sign of what I'm going through right now is kind of the podcast. My bouncing around from subject to subject. I'm sitting here looking right now at a, hear that, piece of paper with my notes on it. And I glanced down at my notes and I kind of looked at my notes, but, you know, I didn't even use them. I sat there and I thought about everything that I wanted to talk about on this episode, and I didn't even use the freaking notes. They just sat there. Instead of me putting forward something that was organized and kind of coherent, I just did this. I got on the microphone and I went for broke. And I told you guys exactly what I'm going through. I explained my battle. Right? I have explained it in a way that I hope you understand. I hope everybody out there understands what it's like. You know, everybody, I can't imagine. Are there people out there that don't have depression? Are there people out there that don't deal with issues? If you know somebody like that, please, by all means, send me an email. Because I don't think there are. I don't think there's anybody on this planet that's well-adjusted or normal. Yeah. It, by the way, when I say normal, I've got the air quotes going on there. You know what I mean? Because what is normal? I don't consider myself, with my depression, anxiety, panic attacks and everything, I don't consider myself to be abnormal. I don't consider anyone that's struggling with anything to be abnormal. I think if anything, we are probably the most normal people. Because if you're going through this existence at the moment, in the world, at this time, and you don't have issues, then you're definitely, I think you are probably abnormal. I know that sounds crazy, but the world's just fucked at the moment. And I can't imagine that there are people out there that aren't dealing with something. And I hope that by talking about this on the podcast, and especially like this today, yeah, there will be more structured episodes. There's no question. And I hope this doesn't turn people off of the podcast. And if it does, I'm sorry. You know, if you tuned in expecting some sort of self-help or psychological freaking help, that's not this episode. That's for damn sure. And it's probably not me. You know, this is what you're going to get. You're going to get me just basically discussing, you know, different things. You know, the signs of having panic, depression, the whole nine yards. I've done those episodes. I'm going to do a bunch more in the future. And I'm going to have a bunch of guests. You know, coming up in November, I have Marcus Grundstrom from the band Methane. I was out there on the road with him this summer. He was opening for Massacre while I was being tour manager. And if you saw Marcus on stage, you would never in a million years guess that he battles clinical depression. And he talks about that in the episode. And it's a great episode that will be coming out this month in November. And I'm going to have some other cool things to talk about this month in November. If you want to come on the podcast, by the way, and you deal with any sort of issues at all, by all means, you're welcome to come on. If you want to stay anonymous, we can do that too. You know, you don't have to use your real name. You know, if you just want to come on and talk to somebody about your issues and you want someone to listen to you, because I will. I'll listen to you. And, you know, I will do my best to try to, you know, be a good listener and maybe give you some advice and maybe, you know, talking about your issues with someone else, maybe that helps you a little bit. Because I know that doing this and knowing that there are people out there with earbuds in or driving around in their car listening to this, that helps me. Because I hope it helps you. And I am talking to you at the moment. I hope this helps you realize that it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to not be okay. So I'm going to wrap this episode up. It's only going to be about 14 minutes, which is fine. I mean, you know, and tell me that too. Please, by all means, send me an email to the Pete Bean Pete podcast at gmail.com. Pete Bean Pete podcast at gmail.com. And please tell me, do you want longer episodes? You know, because for me, I think these, you know, little short episodes are really cool. Obviously, when I have guests on, they're a little bit longer. But I like them. I like being able to get on here. And, you know, maybe at some point when I get myself a little more organized and actually read the notes that, you know, I spent time working on, you know, maybe I'll put out more than one a week. You know, maybe at some point we'll be putting out two of these little short episodes a week. But anyway, thank you guys for listening to the podcast. I appreciate it. I appreciate each and every one of you that takes the time out of your day to stick earbuds in your ears or pop this on your car or whatever you do, and you listen to me. You listen to me talk about my issues. And just remember, it's okay to not be okay.